What's hot and what's not in the markets with Tommy Grisafi from Advanced Trading, based in Mayville, North Dakota. Futures and options have risk. Tommy, what's hot in this market?
Well, Randy, lots to talk about. We had a USDA report last week that was significantly friendly, lowered the corn yield, surprised the heck out of me. And I had my customers protected with put options, which means they still own that grain and the market's much higher. So we have a 575 East corn board, over a 1350 note board. Spring wheat finished on contract highs. Last night, Randy, SEP oats hit traded above $5. Canola was firmer. Spring wheat was firmer. So looking at your northern plain crops, your small grains, oats, spring wheat, canola, all at contract highs.
And all based off of northern plains weather, I'm guessing, right?
One would think, and our friends from Canada are burning up also.
Yep, exactly. What's not hot in these markets?
Well, the sitting here in Fargo getting ready to drive to Mayville, watching the weather, and 97, 98, 99, 18-mile-an-hour winds. Again, the trend continues of hot weather in the plains. And I think if you're in the Midwest and maybe we have some rains roll through this week, that could be very beneficial. But Randy, if those rains don't hit the northern plains in the next week, we have 7 million acres of soybeans that potentially are just going backwards and burning up, dropping pods and not filling out anything on that plant. So it's just a real bad situation. Also, friends out west are continuing to bale corn. So Midwest is in great shape. You know, coming up here, unfortunately, the Pro Farmer Crop Tour won't stop up here this week, but there's definitely a story with North Dakota's 7 million acres of beans.
It makes you wonder, at some point, you would think they almost have to come up this way just to get a better view of what this crop is.
Well, if they do, you know, myself and you and Don will all buy them lunch.
Tommy Grisafi, Advanced Trading, Mayville, North Dakota.